You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. The number one question that everyone's been getting asked this week, have you got your Christmas dinner sorted yet? Well, Chef Kwanji Chan has us covered on how we can hit all of the bases without it all ending up in the bin.
Well, Christmas is, you always have loads of leftover. I think people buy so much because they're supposed to expect visitors, in my house anyway, and we always think that we don't have enough food, you know. But I think going out with a list is the first thing. Sit down for 10 minutes and just write out who's coming and just write down your little list, because there's nothing worse going in the supermarket and you're just grabbing stuff and you think, oh, that's nice, because you get sidetracked, you know, with all the nice things that's kind of displayed out there. Use the butchers and use the fishmongers. If you're in the supermarket, ask them to trim down as much as possible. Debone and roll the legs on the turkey, and so you make sure you have a nice slice out of it, and, you know, and even separate them. I stick them in the oven separated, like, you know, so they cook in different times anyway. So
save up your takeaway dishes. They stack so well in the fridge and freezer for keeping leftovers.
Another tip is make sure you have these little, you know, the containers with the lids on them. That stacks nicely in the fridge, and make sure that your fridge have space in them for some of the waste to go in, so you can store it or even freeze it after. Your mashed potatoes, so if you have mashed potatoes on, I always have loads of mashed potatoes over. And if I have some fish left over, I love making little fish cakes or even little, you know, potato cakes the next day. Vegetables, to keep them separate for maybe a soup or something like that during the week or later on, a couple of days' time.
I feel like everyone knows that scene from Dairy Girls where they're ordering the takeaway and they just keep adding on an extra bag of chips. We're absolutely lethal for it up in this part. Kwangi mentioned at the start of the episode himself that there is this innate fear of having someone come over and you don't have enough to feed them. Here's his professional opinion on how much turkey to get per person.
Weight-wise, I think it was about 900 grams or something, I guess, we kind of worked out. If you kind of work it out that, because some people eat a bit more on Christmas, you know, like to indulge. Because if you have two servings, cooked food should really keep 2 days, you know what I mean, in the fridge if you store it well and cool it down well. So make sure when you cook it and let it cool down, and before you stick it in the fridge in the containers, you know, make sure you wrap it well. But like, I love making turkey sandwiches the next day as well, you know what I mean? So that's nice. And roast beef sandwiches, that's really good. Curry is always a good one, you know, so it's always good. And then I love making like a chicken kind of noodle soup as well, or turkey noodle soup, you know, with the breast meat or the leg meat that's kind of left over. That's nice as well, you know. So
during a conversation, Kwanji also mentioned that you need to make sure that you have space to store your leftovers. So part and parcel of that is preparing the fridge and freezer beforehand. See what you have in the fridge. See what you need to use up this week now to make sure that you have room for whenever you do the big shop. And you know what? It's a really good opportunity to check the pantry as well for any canned or non-perishable goods that, one, you may have actually ended up going to buy is sitting in the back of the cupboard and you didn't see it, or two, that you don't think you're going to use. Joanne Butler is the project officer with the DLDC and the Donegal Food Response Network.
Donegal Food Response Network, we're working with the food banks throughout the county, and we see that a lot of, I suppose, people could donate the non-perishable goods that maybe they don't want, or, you know, within the date that they don't have room for, that they could donate it into the food banks would be a great idea.
What is non-perishable? What does that mean?
Well, any produce, I suppose, that, you know, has got a long life that won't go off, that hasn't been opened, those kind of like canned goods and dried goods, those type of things that would be, you know, very beneficial.
Here's how you can donate.
Contact the Food Response Network, which is just DonegalFoodResponse.ie, and they can just get in touch with any of the individual food banks that are out there, or just come through and get in touch with us, and we can find a way to distribute it. When we talk about non-perishable, we also would be looking for hygiene items as well. So maybe if anyone is out doing a shopping as well, that they might have want to buy extra in terms of nappies and you know, sanitary wear and things like that. So that would be another, maybe people have surplus of those around in the house as well.
Again, with the likes of the nappies or the non-perishable items, if you have ones that are at home and they're unopened and they're no longer of use to you, save them from going to a landfill and give somebody a hand who needs it this year. And in the exact same token, if you need these services or you can benefit from these services, go on to the Food Response Network. I will have it on our own website as well, and you'll get sorted there. So, in a nutshell, rent out the presses and the fridge and the freezer. Use what needs to be used. Donate whatever you don't have room for. Reuse containers that you have. So get the ice cream, takeaway containers, whatever they are, have them ready to rock for your leftovers. It's 900 grams of turkey per head, and cook and store your meat correctly, and it should keep for 2 days. We'll keep you right in our tip sheet. You can find it on highlandradio.com and irstoprotect.ie. That's all for this week. Have an absolutely lovely Christmas, and I'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.